Campaign season is in full swing. You know it by the TV ads and the campaign signs, and by the return of PolitiFact's Truthometer. PolitiFact New Hampshire is a partnership of The Telegraph and Nashua and the nationalpolitifact.com. That's a project of the Tampa Bay Times. The goal is to help you find the truth in politics. They research candidates' statements and then rate their accuracy on the Truthometer. And every week on Morning Edition, we're going to check in with The Telegraph's managing editor for content, Jonathan Van Fleet, about the most recent rulings. And he joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you, Rick.
First off, both the statements PolitiFact has checked out this week turn out to be true or mostly so, and that's a refreshing change, isn't it?
Sorry, no pants on fire this week. For those who are unfamiliar with PolitiFact, we have a number of ratings that start with true, go down to pants on fire, which are ridiculously false statements, and range anywhere between mostly true, mostly false, half true.
Okay. You know, you looked at something President Obama said while at a campaign stop in Windom earlier this month. Here's what he said.
His new running mate, Congressman Ryan, he put forward a plan that would let Governor Romney pay less than 1% in taxes each year. Now, and here's the kicker. He expects you to pick up the tab.
So what rating did you give this?
This turned out to be mostly true. The numbers check out. Ryan did put forward a plan that would have eliminated almost all of Romney's taxes. But Obama said each year, which made this difficult to prove because Romney has only released his 2010 tax returns.
So what does Congressman Ryan's plan actually say? Where did he outline that?
He proposed it in 2010, and it would have eliminated all taxes on capital gains, interest, and dividends. Romney's 2010 return showed that he had $21.6 million in income, and none of that came from wages and salaries. So the plan would have eliminated almost all of his taxes.
And so that seems pretty cut and dry.
It is, but it's worth noting that Ryan's future plans restored those taxes and included taxes on capital gains, dividends, and interest.
So it's been evolving. Another statement you examined this week comes from Mitt Romney. While speaking at St. Anselm College last week, here's what he said.
The next thing I'm going to do for you is make sure that when you graduate, you can get a job. Half the kids coming out of college this year, half can't find a job or a job that's consistent with a college degree. It's unacceptable.
So what's the PolitiFact verdict on that statement?
Sadly, for college graduates, that's true. Based on recent estimates, the number of unemployed or underemployed college graduates is just above half, 53.6%. And that wasn't enough of a discrepancy to affect the ruling here.
Well, PolitiFact looked at numbers back from 2000 when the economy was doing rather well, and it found that it wasn't so easy for college grads back then either. I think it was something like a 41% rate. In other words, it's never really been easy for a 22-year-old to walk into a highly paid job out of college. So what does it mean that one in two are underemployed or unemployed today?
Well, we didn't really address that in the PolitiFact article, but The Telegraph recently did a series of stories called Degrees of Debt, which looked at the cost of college, and we found that more and more kids are unemployed, they're working menial jobs, and they have mountains of student debt, student loans to pay back, and they're having a hard time attaining some of the typical trappings of the American dream, like buying cars, owning a home, getting married, having kids.
And we heard Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan making an issue of that at the convention this week as well. So what are you going to be looking into next?
Well, keeping with the college cost theme, we're taking a look at an Obama campaign claim that the Romney-Ryan tax plan would eliminate the American Opportunity Tax Credit, which gives families with college students up to $2,500.
And that's likely to be another controversial issue. Thank you to Jonathan Van Fleet. He's the managing editor for content at The Telegraph in Nashua. He's going to join me each Friday morning through the election to fill us in on PolitiFact New Hampshire rulings. Good to see you, Jonathan.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick. Thank you.